Shishi. Vayomer Balak el Bilam, and Balak said to Bilam, Lechono ekochacho, go now, and I will take you el mokem acher, to another place, to a third place. Ula yishar be'enei holikim, maybe it will be proper in the eyes of Hashem, v'kaboisei limisham, and you will be able to curse them for me from there. Vayikach Balak es Bilam roish ha'par, and Balak took Bilam to the peak where the Avodah Zarah Pa'or is, hanishkof al panei ha'yishimon, that overlooks the desert. Again over here, Balak saw that a misfortune will happen to Klal Yisrael in this place, and he figured that maybe this misfortune will be the klala, the curse of Bilam. However, what he really saw was that in this place, Klal Yisrael will worship the Avodah Zarah of Pa'or, like we will see at the end of the parsha. And this was the third place where Balak took Bilam. The first place was Bomois Baal, the second place was Sedeit Tsoifim, and this is the third place, Rosh Pa'or. And we must really understand what exactly was the difference in location between Bomois Baal and Rosh Pa'or. Because Bomois Baal, as Rashi explained earlier, means the heights of where the Avodah Zarah Baal was. And the Avodah Zarah of Baal is many times referring to Baal Pa'or. So if Bomois Baal means the heights of Baal Pa'or, then Rosh Pa'or is the same place. It must be that Bomois Baal is a different Avodah Zarah of Baal. And therefore, we must understand exactly what Baal means over there. Vayomer Bilam el Balak, and Bilam said to Balak, B'nei li vazeh shiva mizbechois, build for me over here 7 mizbechois, v'hochin li vazeh shiva farim v'shiva elim, and prepare for me over here 7 bulls and 7 rams. Vayas Balak asher oma Bilam, and Balak did like Bilam said, vayal, and Balak brought up par v'ayal b'mizbeach, a par, a bull, and a ram on each one of the mizbechois. And we mentioned earlier the diak, why over here and also in the previous time, it says it in the singular, vayal, and only he, one person, brought the par va'ayal. However, the first time, it was Balak and Bilam together who brought the karbonos. And we should also mention over here the famous chazal that says, because of the 42 karbonos that Balak offered, he merited that Rus would descend from him. We come to the total of 42 because he brought karbonos in 3 locations, and in each one of the locations there were 7 mizbechois, and a par va'ayel was brought on each one of the mizbechois. Therefore, 14 karbonos in each location for a total of 42 karbonos. And even though his intentions were for evil to destroy Klal Yisrael, it was still considered somewhat of a merit, and he was zeiche to have a descendant like Rus. And the pasuk continues, "Vayar Bilam," and Bilam saw ki toiv be'enei Hashem levarich es Yisrael, that it was good in the eyes of Hashem to bench Klal Yisrael. V'loy holach kipam bipam, and he did not go this time like the other 2 times, like the time of Bomois Baal and the time of Sedeit Tsoifim, likras nechoshim, to go check and test if Hashem wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, because he knew that Hashem did not want to curse Klal Yisrael. But rather, he figured he will mention the averus of Klal Yisrael, thereby causing the klala to be chal, to take effect on the sin. Vayoshes el ha-midbar ponov, and he turned his face to the midbar, he looked toward the midbar where Klal Yisrael did the egel. Vayisov vilom es enov, and Bilam picked up his eyes, he wanted to place a iron hara on Klal Yisrael. Vayaris Yisrael shoychen l'shvatom, and he saw Klal Yisrael dwelling according to its shvatim. He saw the beauty of Klal Yisrael, how each shevet was dwelling alone in its own shevet, and even within each shevet, the entrances of their tents were not aligned opposite each other, but rather each opening was not opposite the other opening, and one person was not able to see into his friend's tent. And when he saw that, he saw the tznius of Klal Yisrael, vatehi ola ruach elokim, and the spirit of Hashem came upon him, and he decided not to curse Klal Yisrael. Vayisa, and he raised his voice, Mishalai to say his mashal vayomar, and he said, Nu'um Bilam b'noi Ba'or, so said Bilam, the son of Ba'or. And as we mentioned earlier, it should have really said Ben Ba'or, and the Vav is extra. Rashi over here says a second shot, that Bilam's father Ba'or was inferior to him in Nevuah, in prophecy. Therefore the Pasuk says, Bilam b'noi Ba'or, Ba'or was like his son compared to Bilam, because Bilam's Nevuah was greater than Ba'or. Bilam b'noi Ba'or, Ba'or was the son of Bilam concerning Nevuah. Unu'um ha-gever, and so said the person, Shesuma Oyin, who had a hole in his eye. Bilam had a hole in his eye was taken out, and he was not able to see with one eye. Rashi brings down Targum, who says, Shesuma Oyin, Bilam had a opened eye, referring to his Nevuah, that through his Nevuah, his eye saw very well, he had an opened eye, because he was able to see the future. Naum, so said Shemeh Imreel, the one who can hear the sayings of Hashem, Asher Machazeh Shaka Yechazel, who sees the vision of Hashem, Noifel, when he falls, Geluye Noyim, and he gets his revelation. According to one pshat in Rashi, the Pasuk is telling us that Bilam only received his Nevuah at night when he was sleeping. Noifel, when he was lying down, Ugeluye Noyim, he would receive this revelation. Rashi's second pshat is, since Bilam was an Orel, he was uncircumcised, it was not kavodik for Hashem that Bilam should stand before him upright with his Arla, with his Mila, which was uncircumcised. Therefore, when Hashem spoke to Bilam, Bilam fell to the floor. Noifel, he fell Ugluye Noyim when he had this revelation. And we see a similar pshat to this by Avram after he received the mitzvah of Mila. The Pasuk says in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perik Yud Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, Vayipol Avram al Ponov. And Avram fell on his face because he was not able to stand before Hashem upright while he was still an Arul. And Bilam said, Ma toivu oyalecha Yaakov, how good are your tents, Yaakov, where the entrances of each tent is not aligned opposite his friend's tent. Mishkunesecha, the way you dwell, Yisrael, each shevet alone. And Rashi quotes a second shot, Ma toivu oyalecha Yaakov, how good are your tents, referring to Mishkan Shiloi and the Beis HaMikdash, how good they are at the time that they are built, you can bring karbanos to atone for your sins. And even after they are destroyed, Mishkanei Sechi Yisrael, and they are taken away from Klal Yisrael as a mashkin, as security, still, it is very good for you, Klal Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not destroy you, but rather let out his anger on the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. And Bilam continued, Kinecholim Nitayu, they are spread out like streams, which means that just like streams keep on going, so too, the kingdom of Klal Yisrael will keep on going. Kigano is like gardens, Alei Nahor, on the river. Kaholim, like spices, Nota Hashem, that Hashem planted in Gan Eden, that have such a beautiful fragrance. Or according to Rashi's second pshat, Ka'aholim, like the sky, which is like a tent over the world, Nota Hashem, which Hashem planted. Which means that just like the sky is eternal, so too Klal Yisrael is eternal. Ka'arozim, Alei Moyim, like the cedars that grow by the water, which are very tall. Yizal Mayim Midolyov, water shall flow from its wells. Bilam tried to curse Klal Yisrael that they should not have a king, the son of a king. Therefore, he ended up benching Klal Yisrael that they will have kings, the son of kings. Yizal Mayim Midolyov, the water will flow from its wells, from its source. Kings will come from other kings. The royal family will continue. Vizaroi and its seed, B'mayim Rabim, will grow like seeds that grow by the abundant waters, which grow very well. The Yoroim Me'agag Malkoi and Klal Yisrael's first king, Shaul, will capture Agag Melech Amolek. V'sinosei Malchusoi and Klal Yisrael's kingdom will continue to be great with David and Shlomo following after Shaul. And this was all from Kael Moitzioi Mimitzrayim, Hashem who took them out of Mitzrayim, Kisoyafois Re'emloi, with the strength of the heights. Yoichal, Hashem will destroy Goyim, the nations, Tzorov, who are his enemies, Va'atzmoisehem, and their bones, Yegorem, he shall break. According to Rashi's first pshat, Yegorem means he shall break. According to Rashi's second pshat, Yegorem means a lashon of Gorem, which is also a bone. Va'atzmoisehem, and their bones, Yegorem, will remain like bones, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take off the flesh off the bones and take out the marrow, and the bones will be left as bare bones. Va'atzmoisehem Yegorem, and their bones will be left as bare bones. V'chitzav Yimchatz, and Rashi tells us Tupshatim, either V'chitzav and the divisions of the enemy, which means the portion of land of the Goyim, Yimchatz, Klal Yisrael will divide, they will divide the land of Eretz Yisrael, or V'chitzav is referring to Hashem, V'chitzav and Hashem's arrows, Yimchatz, will plunge into the blood of the enemies. Kara, Klal Yisrael will crouch, shochav, and lie down, ka'ari, like a lion, uchelavi, and like a young lion, mi kimenu, who will be able to come against them. And this is referring to that they will settle in Eretz Yisrael with tremendous strength. And the Baal HaTurim explains, it is for this reason why over here it says ari before lavi, however earlier in Pasuk Chav Gimel it says lavi before ari, because this Pasuk is referring to the capturing and the overtaking of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it says Kara Shochav Ka'ari. First, it will be taken over by the Ari, Moshe Rabbeinu, who will capture Sichon Va'oig. And afterwards, Kelavi, like the young lion, Yahushua, who will capture the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Mevarachecha Baruch, the ones who bless you will be blessed, Va'irarecha Or, and the ones who curse you will be cursed. Vayichar Af Bolak El Bilam, And Balak got angry at Bilam this time. Vayispoik es kapov, and he clapped his hands together. Vayomer Balak el Bilam, and Balak said to Bilam, Lo koiv oyevai kirasicha, I called you to curse my enemies. Vihine berachta borech zeh sholesh pa'amim, and behold, you have blessed them these three times. Viato, and now, berach lecha el mekoimecho, escape to your place, go back home. Omarti kabit achabedcha, I said that I will give you honor. Vihine minoacho Hashem mikovoid, and behold, Hashem has refrained you from receiving honor. And the Orach Chaim explains the words, Va'ato berach lecha el mekoimecho. Balak said to Bilam, Va'ato, don't think that you will stay here for a while. Va'ato, leave right away, leave now. And don't walk slowly, berach, escape and run away. And you will not be escorted, but rather lecha, you will go away by yourself. And do not think that you will be able to go from one city in Moav to another city, but rather el mekoimecho, go back home and leave the country of Moav totally. Vayomer Bilam el Balak, and Bilam said to Balak, you knew this all along, that I cannot just curse Klal Yisrael and do what I want. Halagam el malochecho asher sholachto ilai dibarti lemar, even to your messengers that you sent to me, I have already said, imiten li Balak melei beisa kesev azov, even if Balak were to give me his whole houseful of silver and gold, leuchal, I am not capable, laavor es pi Hashem, to transgress the words of Hashem, lases toiva oiro, to do something good or something bad, mi libi, from my heart. Asher yedaber Hashem, oisei adaber, only what Hashem says, that I can speak. And although earlier in Perik Chav Beis, Pasuk Yud Ches, when Bilam actually spoke to the servants of Balak, he says, leuchal laavor es pi Hashem eleikoi, I am not capable of transgressing the word of Hashem, Eloikoi, my God. And over here, he leaves out the word Eloikoi. He only says, Lavaras pi Hashem. Rashi tells us, because Bilam knew at this point that he had been rejected by Hashem, and therefore, he did not call Hashem, Eloikoi, my God, at this point. And the fact that before the Pasuk said that Bilam said, I cannot do Ketana o Gedola, and over here, he switches the Lashon to, I cannot do Toiva o Ra, Ayin in the Hemek Dover, who discusses this Dirk. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chav Zayin V'Kaboy Soy Limisham Ein Zeh Loshen Tzivoy. This is not a loshen of a command, K'may V'Kovnoy, like the word V'Kovnoy stated earlier. Elo Loshen Osid. It is a loshen of Osid, future. Ulai Yishar Be'Enov. Maybe it will be proper in Hashem's eyes. V'Tikovenu Limisham, and you will be able to curse them for me from there. Zok Rashi Roish HaPa'or Koisem Hoya Balak. Balak was a Koisem, a sorcerer. V'Rosh Hein Asidim Lil Kois Al Yidei Pa'or. He saw that Klal Yisrael will be punished through Par. He did not know in what way. Omar, he said, Shema haklola tochel aleihem misham. Maybe the curse will take effect from there. And so is true concerning all stargazers. Royim vein yoideim ma royim. They see, but they do not know exactly what they are looking at. So too over here, Balak saw that some misfortune will happen to Klal Yisrael by Rosh Par. He did not know what it was, but actually, it was not Bilam's curse, but rather that Klal Yisrael will worship Pa'or, as we will see later on in the parsha. Vayar Bilam Kitoiv, and Bilam saw that it was good in the eyes of Hashem to bless Klal Yisrael. Omar, he said, Eini tzorach livdak ba'kodesh baruch hu, ki lo yachbois lekalalam. I do not have to check if Hashem wants to curse them, because I know that He does not want to curse them. V'lehalach kepam bepam, kasher osa beis pa'omim. He did not go now like he did the first two times. Likras nechoshim lenachesh, to test. Ula yikor Hashem lekrosoi. Maybe Hashem will happen toward him kiritzoinoi, according to his will. Omar, Bilam said, Roitzev loy roitzev lekalalom. Whether he wants or not to curse them, Ayazkir avonoseihem, I will mention their sin. Vaklola al haskoras avonoseihem tochul, and the curse will take effect on the mentioning of their sin. Vayoshes el amidbar ponov, and he turned toward the midbar kitagumoi, like Targum says, that he turned to the midbar where they did the egel. Vayisa Bilam asenov, and Bilam lifted his eyes. Bikesh lahaknis bem ayin ra. He wanted to place upon Klal Yisrael a ayin ra. The harayesh lecha gimel midoisov, and now we see all three midois of Bilam. Ayin ra, over here we see he had an ayin ra. Ruchai gavoya, we see that he was conceited because he did not want to admit that he was under the authority of Hashem. V'nefesh rechava, and he was also greedy, like we said earlier, that he wanted all the gold and silver of Balak. Ha'amurim lamalo, all these midos we mentioned earlier. And he saw Klal Yisrael shoychin l'shvotov, dwelling according to their shvotim. Ro kol shevet v'shevet shoychin la'atzmai. He saw that every shevet dwells alone. Ve'enon me'uravim, and they are not mixed. He also saw that the entrances of their tents are not aligned opposite each other, in order that one person could not look into his friend's tent. When he saw that, it was Allah Baliba Ishlay Kalam, it entered his heart not to curse Klal Yisrael. Zok Rashi Benoy Ba'ar, Rashi is bothered by the extra Vav, it should have said Ben Ba'ar, Kimoy Lamainoi Moyim, just like it says Lamainoi Moyim, where the Vav in Lamainoi is extra. And this is the Pshat that Rashi mentioned earlier. However, Rashi says another Pshat here, Umedrash Agoda, and the Medrash Agoda says, Shneim Hoyu Gedoylim Avoseim, both Balak and Bilam were greater than their fathers. Balak Benoit Sipar, it says Balak Benoit Sipar because Aviv Benoihu Bemalchus, his father was like his son, his father was inferior to him, Bemalchus, in kingship. Bilam Gadol Me Aviv Benevias, and Bilam was greater than his father in Nevias. So that's why it says Benoit Sipar, as if to say Tzipar was the son of Balak in Malchus, and it says Benoi Ba'or, as if Ba'or was the son of Bilam in Nevuah. Mona Ben Pras, both of them were Mona, a full portion, the son of a half a portion. Zok Rashi Shesum Ha'oyin, Enoi Nekura, his eye had a hole in it, Umoitzas Lechutz, and was taken out. Bechur Shelo, Nira Pesuach, and its socket looked open. Lashon Mishnahu, and this word Shesum comes from the Lashon of the Mishnah, like it says, Kidei Sheyistoim, in order that he should open the Yistoim and seal the Yigoiv and dry. So just like Sheyistoim means to open, so too Bilam had an open eye, his socket was taken out. Rabbi Seinu Omru, and our Chachamim explain, Lefisha Omar, since Bilam said earlier, Umispar Esroi VaYisrael, and Rashi tells us another pshat in Umispar Esroi VaYisrael, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Umoneh Rivi Yoseim Shel Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits there and counts the matings of Klal Yisrael, Mosai Tovoi Tipo Shenoilet HaTzadik Mimenu. When will the drop of Zerah come that the Tzadik will be born from it? Omar Beliboy, Bilam said in his heart, Mishehu Kadosh, somebody who is holy like Hashem, Umesharsav Kedoshim, and his servants are holy, Yistakel Bedvarim Halolu, should be looking at these things, should be looking at Zerah. The Aldover Zed, Nismas Enoi Shel Bilam, and because of this, the eye of Bilam became blinded. The Yesh Mefarshim, and some learn, Shesuma Oyin means Pasuach Oyin, his eye was open. K'moshe Tegum Ugalis, just like Targum says, which means that he was able to see very well with his Nevuah. So both Pshatim are learning that his eye was open. According to the first Pshat, his eye was open means that his eye was taken out. And according to this Pshat, it means that his eye was open and he was able to see very well with his Nevuah. The Al Sha'omar Shesum Ha'oyin V'loy Omar Shesum Ho'inayim. And since, according to Targum, it says that he was able to see well with one eye and not with two eyes, it does not say Einayim in the plural. L'madnu, we can learn Shesuma Ba'achas Me'enav Hoya. Even according to this Pshat, we can learn that he was blind in one eye. Zok Rashi, Noifel Ugloy Enoyim, he falls down when he receives a revelation. Shuta Kedargumoy, the simple meaning is like Targum, She'inira Olav El Balailo, Hashem only appears to him at night, Kishu Shoichev, while he is lying down. Umidrashoy, and the Medrash is, Kishoy Enigla Olav Loyhoye by Koyach Lamed Al Raglo. When Hashem appeared to him, Bilam did not have power to stand on his feet. Venoifel Al Ponov, and he would fall on his face. Lefishahaya Oral, because he was uncircumcised. Umos Lias Nigla Olav became a Zakufa Lefonov. And it was disgusting for Hashem to appear to Bilam while he was standing upright, and therefore, noifel, he would fall down, ugluy noyim, when he receives the revelation. Matoivu oyalecha Yaakov, how good are your tents, Yaakov? Al Sherob, because Bilam saw pischehem, their entrances, she'enon mechuvonim zemulzeh, that were not aligned one opposite the other. Mishkunaisecho, chaniyoisecha kitagumoy, like Targum says, chaniyoisecho, the way that you dwell. Davaracher, another pshat in Rashi is, Matoivu oyalecha, Matoivu oyal shiloi ubeis olamim. How good are your tents, shiloi, which is referring to Mishkan shiloi, ubeis olamim, and the Bate Migdash, be yeshuvan at the time that they are built up. Shemakriven bahem karbonos lechapar aleichem, that in them you can bring karbonos to atone for yourself. Mishkanei secho, afkishen charevin, even when they are destroyed, they are still good for you. Lefishen mashkon aleichem, because they are taken away as a mashkin for you. Vichorbonon kapora al nefashos, and their destruction atones for your soul. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Kilo Hashem es chamosoi, Hashem has ended his anger. Uvamai kilo, with what did he end it? The yotzeis eish b'tzioin, by sending forth a fire in Tzioin. Zok Rashi kinecholam nitoyu, spread out like streams, shenerchu, that are long, v'nimshechu, and stretch out, lintois l'merochoi, to go very far. Amru Rabbi Seinu, our chacham say, mi birchoisov shel oisei rosho, anu l'meidim ma hoyu b'libo l'kalolov. from the brachos that Bilam Harasha gave Klal Yisrael, we can learn out what he had intention to curse them with. Kishomar lahoshes el amidbar ponov, when he said that he wanted to turn his face to the midbar. Ukishahofach hamokem es piv, and when Hashem changed his mouth around to say a bracha, bircham me'ein oisei klolos, he benched them something similar to the klolos that he wanted to give. Shebikesh loimer, that he wanted to say. Kideisa bechelik, like it says in Masechta Sanhedrin in Perik Chelik. Each bracha that he gave Klal Yisrael was really opposite the klola that he wanted to give. He wanted to curse Klal Yisrael that they should not have but the knesiyos and but the midrashos. Therefore he said, Ma toivu alecha Yaakov, how beautiful and good are your tents, Yaakov. He wanted to curse them that they should not have a king, the son of a king. Therefore he had to say, Yizal mayim midolyov, that the water will flow from its wells, which means from its source. Klal Yisrael will have kings, the son of kings. Zok Rashi ka'aholim, Kitaguma, like Targum says, Loshin Mar v'aholos, just like it says in Tillim, Mar v'aholos, which means spices. Not Hashem b'Gan Eden, which Hashem planted in Gan Eden. Loshin Acher, another pshat, Ka'aholim, not Hashem, it means Kishamayim ha'mesuchim ko'el, like the heavens, which are spread out like a tent. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vayimtechem ko'el loshaves, he spread out the sky like a tent to dwell. Not Hashem. Rashi is bothered. Bishlam, according to the first pshat, that aholim means spices. It makes sense, because spices are something that are planted. However, if it means the sky, how can we say not Hashem, that Hashem planted? So Rashi, loshen etia matzinu ba'aholim, we do find planting by a tent. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, v'yita ole apadnoi, and he planted the tent of his palace. So Rashi, midolyov, mibe'eroisa, water will flow from its wells. Upirushoi kitagumoi, and the explanation is like Targum says, that there will be a melech, the son of a melech. Vizaroi b'mayim rabim, and its seeds will be by the great waters. Loshen hatzlochahu, it is an expression of success. Zaroi kezera hazerua al pnei hamoyim, its seeds, Klal Yisrael seeds, will be like the seeds that are planted by the water. V'yoroi me'agag malkoi, melech rishon shulahem, their first king, Shaul, yichpoish es Agag melech Amalek, will capture Agag, the king of Amalek. V'sinasei malchusoi, and his malchus will even become greater. Shel Yaakov, the malchus of Yaakov. Yosef v'yosef will become even greater. Sheyove achor of David u'shloimoi, that after Shaul will come David and Shloimoi. Keil maitziyo mi Mitzrayim, mi gorem lehem agadula hazois, who caused them to have this greatness? Keil ha-maitziyo mi Mitzrayim, Hashem who took them out of Mitzrayim, b'toikef, with strength, v'roim shaloi, and his heights. Yoichal, he will consume es hagoyim, the nations, Shehem Tzorov, that are his enemies. Vatzmoiseim shel Tzorim, and the bones of the enemies, Yegorem, he will break. Menachem Pisa by Loshen Shviro. Menachem explains the word Yegorem to mean to break. V'chein, and so in the Pasuk in Sefanya, Le'gormu la'boiker, they did not break bones in the morning. V'chein in Yecheskel, Ve'tzcharosheho tegarmi, you will break her pottery. So we see, Gorem means to break. V'ani oimer, and I say, Loshen Etzemhu. Gorem means a bone. Shemegarer habosar b'shinov, he scrapes away the flesh with his teeth, misaviv, around the bone. V'hamoyach mi'befnim, and he takes out the marrow from the inside. U'ma'amir ho'etzem al armimusoi, and he leaves the bone in a bare state. V'atmoiseim yegorem means that their bones will be left just as bones, there will be no flesh left on the bones. So Rashi v'chitzav yimchatz, Unkelis Targum, Targum explains, chitzav shel tzorim, which means chaluka shalahem, the enemy's divisions, the enemy's portions. Kimoi bali chitzim, like it says, bali chitzim, which means mori plukta, the people who you divide with. So chitzim can mean to divide. And the Pasuk is saying, v'chitzav, and the divisions of the enemies, which means their portion of land, yimchatz, Klal Yisrael will divide. And that's what Rashi says when he says, v'chein yimchatz, and so the word yimchatz means to divide. Loshen, like the Pasuk says in Shoftim, Umochatzo v'chosfo rakosoi, she split and pierced his temple. So umochatzo means to split and divide. So too over here, it means yimchos, they will divide. Sheyechetzu es artzom, Klal Yisrael will divide their land. V'yeshlifter, and we can explain, loshen chitzim, that v'chitzov does not mean their divisions, but rather chitzim means arrows, mamish, actually means arrows. Chitzov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the arrows of Hashem, yimchos, will plunge bedamam shel tzarev, in the blood of the enemies. Yitbal, it will be dipped, v'yitztaba, and drenched, bedamam, in their blood. Kamoi, like the Pasuk says in Tillim, l'man timchatz ragelcha bedam, in order that your feet will be plunged in the blood. Ve'inzaz miloshem mako, it does not depart from the simple meaning that yimchatz means a blow. Like it says, mochatzti, I have hit. Why does the word mochatzti mean to hit if the literal translation of yimchatz means to be plunged into blood? Shatavua b'dam, because somebody who is drenched in blood, nire, he looks like ki'ilu mochutz v'nagua, as if he was hit and injured. Therefore, even though the literal translation of mochatz means to be dipped into and plunged into, it can mean to hit, because somebody who is hit looks like he was plunged into blood. So the chitza of yimchatz will mean literally that Hashem's arrows will plunge into their blood, and more basically it means the chitza and the arrows of Hashem, yimchatz, will hit them. So Rashi, Kora, Shochav, Kari, Kitaguma, like Targum says, Yisyashvu ba'artzam b'koyach u'b'gvura, they will settle in their land with great strength. And Bilam clapped his hands together, Vayispoik hikazu alzu, he clapped his two hands one to the other. And Bilam said, I cannot be over as pi Hashem. Kam lanemar elikoi. Over here, Bilam did not say, lavar as pi Hashem elikoi, kemoisha omar barishoina, like he said earlier. Lefishe yoda, because he knew, shenivash behakodesh baruchu benitrad, that at this point he has been rejected by Hashem and has been chased away.